service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Last half hour of hour number three of today's show here on this Monday, May 19th, 2025 edition. The AMT won't work in my phone. We already have a folder for that. So if you have petition sheets for the petition drive for axmytax.org, text me sample. Sample. Just text me sample. And I'll send it to you. I have it stored in my phone that way. So the photo of the sample petition sheet for Ask My Tax will automatically get text messaged to your phone. So text me sample, and the sample petition sheet will come to you. Again, the website, axmytax.org. Go to volunteer, click on it. Be a county captain, circulate petitions, whatever you can do to help us. It's got to be done county by county. You can be part of your county's contribution. Just go to the website and volunteer and help us out. Getting back to these revenue numbers, and again, these are all forecasts. You have to understand this is all forecasts projecting as to what's going to come into the state of Michigan. Well, with Matt Hall talking about the House Republicans are going to have to be the adults in the room once again, while the Senate Democrats waste time blaming President Trump to cover up their own failed corporate welfare and blown budget surplus causing this shortfall, House Republicans are going to do what we've promised from day one. We are going to truly evaluate state programs based on performance. We're going to prioritize what works best and what's most important and get much better value for the taxpayers in our budget, end quote, said Speaker Matt Hall. Well, the other side, in response, Senate Appropriations Committee Chair Sarah Anthony told MERS News Service that she's not surprised that revenues have dropped in Michigan due to the dysfunction that's happening at the federal level that is being cheered on by the Speaker. Okay, first of all, let's get something totally straight, Sarah. There is no dysfunction happening at the federal level other than things you don't like that President Trump and Department of Government Efficiency results reports have exposed. Firing unnecessary federal workers, shutting down certain federal agencies are going to save us money at the federal budget level. There is no dysfunction happening at the federal level in any way, shape, or form. Your budget is ridiculous. 3%. This is what they did, folks. They took last year's budget. They added 3% across the board to the bottom line number. They just simply took last year's number, added 3%, and this is what they came up with. Along with all kinds of spending that is geared toward a false argument about what Donald Trump has proposed of the federal dollars coming to the state of Michigan. It hasn't even happened yet. But they have got safeguards in this budget that protects against false narratives that haven't even occurred. This budget is totally sophomoric, stupid, and BS crazy. It's not bull crap either. It's bat crap crazy. Going on, Anthony says, it's clear that some of us familiar with the timeline of getting the budget done by July 1st, adding that getting a budget done by July 1st means each chamber's opening salvo must be moved to the other chamber before the consensus revenue estimating conference. We presented a balanced budget that was based on the available revenues that we were told back in January. Unfortunately, the House has not engaged the Senate. They haven't even presented a budget yet, said Anthony. Well, yeah, they kind of did. They already passed a $20 million continuing resolution of this year's budget to keep the government open at the stroke of midnight on October 1st this year. Why? Because we already know, the House Republicans already know, the Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, already knows, they're not going to pass a budget by July 1st. It's not going to happen. As a matter of fact, they're going to take the summer off to think about it and come back in September, and they may not even get a budget passed by the midnight deadline of September 30th. Well, the Republican, in responding to the Consensus Revenue Estimating Conference, was done by House Appropriation Committee Chair Ann Bolin, Republican of Brighton, who dodged repeated questions about when the House Republicans would start kicking out their department-by-department budget recommendations. Well, actually, Bowen did give answers. The school aid, the higher education, the community college, you know, the things that we are constitutionally required to fund, like education, those are all things that we should work very hard to get through by June 30th, Bowen did say. However, subcommittees are going to continue doing their work. We really needed to see information based on today, this being last Friday's, revenue projection to see where we're at. And now that we're seeing less revenue coming in, we're going to have to take that into account putting together our budget. That totally makes sense, people. Totally makes sense. Now, what is causing the problem? Lower revenue coming in. Well, guess what? Based on 2023, when the Democrats had control of the House and the Senate, they increased the earned income tax credit. So what does that mean? That means that more people who qualify for it, lower income individuals, seniors, single mothers, many of them getting aid in some way, shape, or form from the state government, have now started reporting these earned income tax credits, not paying money to Lansing. So based on what the Democrats did in 2023, well, guess what? It's coming back to haunt them. The chickens are coming home to roost. Also, when asked directly if the House Republicans are going to have enough money to pay for the $3 billion road funding plan and roughly $1 billion in income tax cuts, Bolin confessed. Now, with this new numbers, I don't know if we're going to have enough, but we're going to work very hard to make sure that we meet our commitment of fixing the damn roads and making sure people are taken care of, end quote, said Ann Bolin. Of course, referencing Governor Gretchen Whitmer's not once but twice campaign slogan, when running for governor in 2018 and 2022. Bowling added that she's taking a hard look at $2 billion in outstanding state government work projects as the House Republicans craft their fiscal year 2026 spending plan. There remains a work in progress. Bowling added that the caucus supports our law enforcement, affordable health care for the most vulnerable of our state's citizens, and education. In addition, roads need to be fixed. Well, asked whether the House plans to pass a budget plan by July 1st, the start of the school's next fiscal year, Bowen said, quote, I hope they were going to do a school budget by July 1st. Did you hear her answer? A school budget. That's not a general fund budget. That's a school budget. That's completely separate. Well, meanwhile, the Senate passed its spending plan last week, recommending spending $1.1 billion more than what the governor proposed when they passed it May 14th, just 5 days ago. Well, one of the Democrats in the House says, based on what he's seeing, the House Democrats lead on the budget. State Representative Alabas Farhat from Dearborn said, between the uncertainty at the federal level, based on, again, those words, these talking points these Democrats have decided to use, Senator Anthony said it, now Farhat saying it, dysfunction in D.C., and no serious desire to get a budget done here in Lansing anytime soon, well, maybe we might end up having to wait for the next revenue projections in September. I'm telling you, folks, not only are they not going to get it done by July 1st, I don't think they're going to get it done by September 30th. Well, we're following the budget. This is a number one priority of the show, and we'll keep you updated. Final segment of today, we'll be right back.
Folks out there that own firearms are looking to buy a new or used gun or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
This from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment of today's show. You got roughly about an hour and 9 minutes to get over to Mulligan's Restaurant in Sheboygan. Tyler Wagner, axmytax.org, is going to be presenting at 1 o'clock at Mulligan's Restaurant, downtown 320 Main Street. She'll be there at 1 o'clock. And then again, tonight, attending the Presque County Republican Party's monthly meeting, Lighthouse Restaurant in Rogers City at 6 o'clock. So again, let's just do flyer. I have the flyer stored in my phone. Just text me flyer and I'll send you what Dara Olson put together with the addresses and the times. And you make sure you can go and learn about it. Ask your questions. Then decide whether you want to help your county collect enough signatures to put it on the ballot. Well, one of the things you have to understand is this process is volunteers. It is grassroots. It's being done county by county. Don't worry about the big picture. Don't worry about what other counties are doing. Just take care of your county, make your contribution, mark it off the list. Now, come this summer, if we're finding out numbers are down in, let's say, big counties, Wayne, Oak, and Macomb, well, maybe, just maybe, we'll have to collect more signatures in our counties to offset the shortfalls that are happening downstate. But if they're doing their job, if they're getting their numbers, we get our numbers, this is a done deal. We did this. This will be something that our radio family was part of. Now we do have people downstate. If you live, for example, in Oakland County, or near Wayne County, we have a person down there with boxes and boxes of petitions. We can get them hooked up with you if you know who they are. And we can absolutely, absolutely put petition sheets in their hands. Now, she did text me and say, Tyler Wagner's bumper stickers have a tendency of coming off in the car washes. So what she's done is she's taken a Ask My Tax bumper sticker and put it on a magnet bumper sticker. When she goes to the car wash, she just gets out and takes the magnets off, dries off the car, and puts the magnet stickers back on that has the bumper stickers on them. You can buy these online, or you can get them at some local sign stores. So, excellent information. Greatly appreciate it. Let's see what else. Our good friend, Patriot listener, Summer, she's still selling her Harley. Great bike, low mileage, garage kept, has a bunch of upgrades on it and a bunch of additional items that go with it. If you're interested, text me Harley, and I'll send you the contact information to get a hold of Summer, and you can learn more about the bike. I'll tell you what, if I was in the market for a motorcycle, this would definitely be the one I would get. I forget, less than 8,000 miles, garage kept, all kinds of upgrades on it, like basically a brand new Harley. And I believe she's only asking like 12 grand for it. You can get a loan, folks, from a credit union with no money down. If you're listening to me, this bike would appraise probably for between 18 and 20 grand at a bare minimum with any credit union. When you tell them the mileage, you tell them all the upgraded features it has, you can get a loan for the entire purchase price. Great motorcycle, highly recommend it. Text me, Harley. I'll put you in touch with Summer. Let's see. Do we have a short story? No, we don't. Okay, we're running out of time. I do want to mention that we are excited. We stopped at the post office box over the weekend. Miss Vicky uploaded the numbers on the spreadsheet. Our legal defense fund is growing. We're excited. We need you guys to be a part of it. We're being sued. We need your help. Text me legal, and I'll send you the information. We have a Give, Send, Go website set up that you can read the story. And also, like others have done, you can mail checks to Michigan Broadcasters LLC. Send them to our P.O. Box, which is 650-650, Elk Rapids, Michigan, 49615. Just text me legal. I'll give you a link to the Give, Send, Go website, as well as the mailing address, and you can help us out, help keep this show and the radio station on the air. Greatly appreciate that. And also, we have the Fun Shoot Pig Roast, sixth annual one coming up in July. We're going to talk about that more. July 19th. Save the date. Mark your calendar. Risk It Fest, also coming up June 20th and 21st. Ian Murphy, tomorrow's show, we'll talk about that as well. Now we head back to the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great Monday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit, such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
And don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom?